Mark, let's talk about the stratosphere in the livestock. How many, what is it, about five key reversals that the market has ignored and keeps going higher?
Yeah, and the thing is, the bars are getting so big, the daily bars and the daily moves, they're huge. But as you said, just looking at a chart, you're just going down to previous support, and then the next day you make a new high. So it's kind of the opposite of the wheat market right now, where I don't have a sign that has told me that we've topped out in the livestock. I will say when it does happen, it will be quick and ugly to the downside. So I am encouraging just to have constant downside protection on, because I don't know when the other shoe will fall. But for the time, I'm enjoying the ride.
Well, for the guys who are saying, okay, I've got the sign, they've been saying that for the last 6 months.
That is correct. And again, that's what I'm saying. We keep putting in new highs, where you might have a day that looks like a blow off top and you put in a new high 3 days later. So it's not something I'm aggressively trying to pick a top. But like I said, I do like the idea of some downside protection.
Yeah. Guys are starting to do roundups and going to start sorting calves and maybe sell some calves. What did the feeder cattle market do today?
It was up. It was well off of the highs. They were up $3 to $4 here earlier today. We only settled up about 40 to 50 cents. But that market is, I really can't say much more about it than it's just one of the stronger bull markets I've ever seen in really any market. And it's the same deal. When it's done, it'll be ugly. But I can't look at a chart and say, okay, today was it, because it's been so strong.
Yeah. So for the feedlot operators, you know, buying replacements or calves, that's like buying a combine almost. That's a million-dollar question.
It really is. You know, you do some of the math here between, you know, what is a cow worth and what's a truckload of corn worth, and it's, I don't know if the ratio's ever been that out of whack, but it's definitely something that we need to keep an eye on and don't ignore and don't think that it's going to last forever.
Yeah. Well, like we talked about a few minutes ago, marketing strategy for the grains. How about for livestock? Is it, you know, sit on your animals or make the most now?
Yeah, I think you continue to lock in these prices, even very deferred into next spring, next summer, even next fall. I think you got to take the prices with where they're at right now. You can use the board, or you can use where you deliver your cattle to lock in prices there, but I can't get too greedy here, so I'm just going to continue to price those out as needed.
Okay, very good. Mark Poole, Roach Ag. Again, the website to get a hold of you guys.
It is roachag.com.
Gotcha. Mark, thank you very much, and are you enjoying the weather this week?
Yeah, I've been to four or five Farm Progress shows that I've worked, and this is probably the nicest one. Normally, you're either fighting the heat, about 95 degrees, or you're fighting the rain out in the parking lot, and we don't have either of that, so
yeah.
Very blessed this year.
For sure. Yeah, the heat in Illinois, the rain in Iowa, it's almost perennial.
Correct.
Biennial.
Correct.
So. All right, well, thank you very much for the visit.
Yeah, no problem.
Mark Poole, Roach Ag. All right, we're coming back with more from Farm Progress Show 2025. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back on Inside Agriculture.